This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Pope's visit has been designated a national special security event, which means road shutdowns and more police than you can count and all the other stuff you would expect. But the protective umbrella extends up, too. The Federal Aviation Administration wants to make sure the Pope isn't done wrong by any flying robots trying to get some aerial video for somebody's YouTube account, and it has instituted a no-drone zone for the duration of the papal visit. So, like all things odd and tech that we are curious about, we called up Ben Johnson. He is the host of Marketplace Tech to Make Me Smart. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so talk to me for a second about the Pope and the no-fly zone, the no-drone zone, as it were.
Okay, so first, Kai, let's think about the shape of this thing. Okay. It's almost like a giant Pope hat. So picture a giant Pope hat.
Okay, the mitre, it's called, technically, not a Pope hat.
Okay, sorry, the mitre.
Anyway.
It's a cylinder of space that sort of starts at the ground. In the case of the Pope's bubble in Philadelphia, or mitre in Philadelphia, it's 60 nautical miles across and about 18,000 feet high. So this is a no-joke, no-drone zone, Kai.
What happens to the unwary drone operator, though, if he accidentally or on purpose, for that matter, flies his drone into one of these things?
Yes. So I talked to this guy named John Ruprecht. Yeah. He's a drone enthusiast. He's a pilot. He's also an attorney. He writes a blog about drone law.
It's got it all going on.
Yeah, he's kind of a wacky dude. I asked him about the penalties for flying into the no drone zone.
Okay. If they actually think you have some type of imminent threat against the Pope under national security reasons, then they're actually authorized to use deadly force. So if they don't kill you, they can take your pilot's license away, fine you, throw you in jail for up to a year, and fine you up to possibly $100,000. But if you kill someone, $250,000. Wow. So don't do it.
don't do it.
There are exceptions for law enforcement for the drone zone, Kai, of course. But you should remember here, drones can be kind of anything. This could be something as small as your hand, Kai,
sure.
And you do not want to fly even just like a toy into this area.
Talk to me about the bigger picture here, which is FAA rules on drones writ large. Where are we?
Yeah, so we're kind of in an interesting time, Kai. The FAA is still working on its plan to regulate drone use. The organization put out guidelines earlier this year. Those rules will likely become gospel, so to speak, in the next few years. Hmm. As it stands right now, one of the key differences, Kai, between drone users is money. So if you're a hobbyist and you're flying a drone that's under 55 pounds and you're over 17 years old and you're flying during the day, you're fine. Things change once you start trying to make money.
Right. And so what happens if I am, I don't know, a realtor who wants to use it for a big, spiffy thing for a property I'm showing? Or, you know, I've done interviews with companies who are like controlling big earth-moving equipment with the drones. What about that?
If you want to operate a drone at that scale, yeah. Kai, or maybe even a swarm of drones, you've got to prove your airworthiness. Right now, the FAA is giving out exemptions for more serious drone operators. They just handed out another 1,500 or so this week. This is stuff for the film industry, like you mentioned, real estate.
Right.
John Ruprecht, who we heard from earlier, he thinks the FAA's rules will be finalized. That's when Amazon and everyone else is going to get into this game.
So spitball it for me. When do you think I will be able to get whatever it is that I'm going to order from Amazon via drone to my front porch? So, no, seriously, right? Because that's where we're going.
It is where we're going. The FAA doesn't want like a drone swarm of biblical proportions. So the FAA
nor do I.
So I'm guessing, Kai, 2 years.
Wow,
I'm putting 2 years on it.
I'd have totally said like 5 to 8, but you're the tech guy. So whatever. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.